Setting the bar times. Kelly, what are these?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Sure. Some people struggle to battle like neighborhood nuisances. Some are like cockroaches. Maybe there's like rats or stray cats or dogs or whatever in your neighborhood running loose. But if you can manage to make it through the day without letting your neighborhood get overrun by over 100 cute domestic little bunnies, you're doing okay.
Oh, okay. I mean, adorable, but bad.
Well, here's the thing. This is happening in Florida. There's around 100 domestic rabbits on the loose. They've overrun the streets.
Okay.
This happened a couple years ago when there was a hobby breeder living in the area. When she moved, she just dipped and left her rabbits in the street.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Now, she didn't have that many rabbits when she started, obviously. The phrase, doing it like rabbits, they've multiplied.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah,
there's truth behind it.
Here's one of the residents kind of talking about it.
One of the neighbors moved a couple of years ago, and she just left her rabbits in the street when she moved. They were not spayed or neutered, so they started multiplying, and now there's probably 50 or more rabbits in the neighborhood.
Now, here's where it becomes an issue.
Meanwhile, they're not supposed to be in the heat because they could have a heat stroke when the temperatures get above 85. And there's predators all around that can kill them. And we found dead rabbits all over the place, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it kind of looks like a little bunny massacre in some places.
Oh, no!
I've seen several dead rabbits. So they need to be rescued and rehomed.
Yeah, so they're like, okay, look, this is kind of out of control now. This neighborhood has hundreds of these rabbits just running around. Now, predators are having a field day, so there's like dead rabbits laying around. And they don't know how to get rid of them because they keep breeding.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a lot.
They keep breeding.
Oh, well, of course.
Like rabbits.
Okay.
So they are now looking to either rehome them or even hire a trapping company to come in and just get rid of them.
Well, and listen, there's the other part of it. If I learned anything from the Peter Rabbit movies, is they eat gardens.
Yeah, well, they do need to feed and eat, and so they will find the vegetation that's around you and eat it. So,
oh, man.
Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without letting your neighborhood get overrun by cute little adorable rabbits.
Oh, it's probably really, really cute. But the massacre parts, that's bad. Let's save the rabbits. Let's get them out of the neighborhood so they're safe from the predators and they're not eating your garden and they stop making new rabbits.
That is your Setting the Bar.
Okay.
On 99.7 DJX.